Hi, we are One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Echad B'Mashiach. I thank God we could be here. We are Jews that believe in the Messiah and Gentiles, and we come to you this afternoon from a Hebrew-Jewish perspective. Maybe this is a little different for the station, but I thank God we could be here. Yes, we are Jews that believe in Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. My wife is here.
Shalom, shalom. And not that you don't have to be a Jew, you can be a Gentile. Basically, anyone can join the Israel of God.
You know, I thank God we could be here. We are One of Messiah Congregation. We're on the internet. Anytime you want to hear us, that's oneofmessiah.net. That's oneofmessiah.net. One of Messiah. If you ever want to mail us anything, of course, you can always send something to 254. That's Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. I'll give you that at the end of the broadcast. You know, I'm just very happy to be here today. Today's called Yom Rishon in the Hebrew Bible, better known as Sunday. But it is the first day of the week, and I'm really happy to be here. You know, even though it's June the 3rd, 2007, you know, God has his own calendar. And we're going to be talking about some different things today maybe you're not used to hearing. We're actually in the month of Sivan in the Bible, and that is, of course, we're in the 17th day of Sivan. It's the third month of God. And to double check me, you can always go to Esther chapter 8, verse 9. Now, I don't know how many people ever heard of Sivan. What do you think?
Well, let's talk about what happened in the Bible in the month of Sivan, the third month of God.
You know, Sivan is the third month, and it's such an exciting month. We just finished doing, of course, Chag Shavuot, Pentecost. Remember the Pentecost? I'm surprised a lot of churches didn't do that, but we just finished doing Pentecost. This is the month that is so exciting, when God actually came down upon Mount Sinai and gave the Ten Commandments.
He spoke them.
Yes, and it's also the time when the 70 elders and the four other men of God went up, and they actually saw the God of Israel. This is right in the Bible. And of course, we also believe that is the word of the Lord, Hadavaha Elohim, the word of God, which is God, which is Jesus. Praise the Lord.
That's right. And, you know, Pentecost was a time where in Jesus' time, in the apostles' time, they were waiting for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, what's very interesting about it is all the Jews were there for a feast called the Feast of Weeks, which was a shadow of the Pentecost to come. And unknown to many churches, they think that that's when the church started, but honestly, the only people that were there were Jewish people, because they were there for the Feast of Weeks.
Amen. You know, and people could verify what we're saying just by going to Acts chapter 2. It says Jews from every nation.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people don't understand maybe a lot of things we're going to be saying, but God does have his own feasts. God does have his own calendar. I mean, God has a certain way. It's called halacha in the Hebrew. There's a certain way to walk. And we believe in keeping the commandments of God. We believe in being kadosh, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And we definitely believe in Jesus, Yeshua. You know, we are saved by faith through grace. It's just thank God for his mercy on us. But at the same time, to show God we love him, we keep his commandments. And this is the month, the Ten Commandments, Atzeret HaDevarim, was given to us on Mount Sinai.
Amen. And the new covenant are those commandments. The law should be in your heart. You know, that is the new covenant. They're written on your heart and sealed, of course, not with the blood of animals, but with the blood of Messiah.
Amen. You know, today, like I said, is Yom Rishon. That means the first day of the week. What was yesterday?
Yesterday was the Sabbath, the fourth commandment of God.
And the Sabbath starts when?
Friday night at sunset to Saturday night at sunset.
Tell me, now we're not Seventh-day Adventists. We're Jews that believe in the Bible. You can go to your Bible, Exodus chapter 20, or Deuteronomy chapter 5. Look right in there, and you'll read your Ten Commandments. We know who changed the fourth commandment.
Well, some churches don't believe you have to keep any commandments. They say that Jesus keeps them for you.
Well, of course, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
But if you go back into history, you'll find out the Catholic Church totally admits that they erased the fourth commandment. And they said that they're the mother church, and that all you Protestants were going to follow them. See, we're not Protestants. We're just Jews that believe in the Bible. Like, we're not Jews from Judaism. We're Jews from the Bible, like the apostles, like the prophets.
Well, let's do some little quick checks here. Let's see. Did Jesus and the apostles, or Paul, or anyone, have any New Testament scriptures when they taught?
No. Of course not. I just thank God. You know, we call him Jesus, which is great to do. Of course, his name is Yeshua in Hebrew because Jesus is a Jew, and he's in Israel.
And what does Yeshua mean?
Yeshua means he will save.
Amen.
And I just thank God for that because he definitely saved. And you can find that in the book of Luke, chapter 1. Praise the Lord.
That's right. So what we're getting at is that the apostles, Jesus, none of them had New Testament scriptures. Not that they aren't scripture, they are. However, they don't conflict with the Old Testament scriptures. You still have to keep the commandments. In fact, that's why you need being saved.
Amen.
Because you weren't breaking the commandments, correct, when you were a sinner?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't understand that God is a holy God and that he demands a holy people. You know, it says in the book of Revelations that blessed are they that do his commandments, that you may have right to the tree of life and enter into the gates to the city. You know, we get a second crack at the tree of life. And, you know, in the beginning, the tree of life was here on the earth, but we find out later on the tree of life is in New Jerusalem, and New Jerusalem comes down out of God onto the new from the new heavens to the new earth. So you can read that in Revelations chapter 21 and 22. It's very exciting. We believe the whole word of God, of course, but we believe everyone, like my wife was saying, everyone kept the Torah, which is the five books of Moses. And, of course, even Yeshua, Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. When he said that, there was only Genesis to Malachi. My name is Malachi. I'm the minister of One of Messiah congregation. If you ever want to talk to us after the broadcast, you can always call us anytime at 615-591-9820. 615-591-9820. You know, we just finished the Spring Feast of the Lord, and we could tell you a little bit about the Spring Feast, and they were very exciting. It all starts, I guess, you can go to your Gospels, where they're looking for the perfect lamb on the 10th of Aviv, and they get this lamb, and they're examining it for 4 days. Go right ahead, tell us a little more.
That's right. On the 10th, if you go to Exodus 12, you'll see that God told Moses to pick a lamb on the 10th day of the first month of God. That doesn't mean January to all of you people out there. It means the first month of God, which is around March or April.
It's called
it's in the spring.
Aviv.
God's calendar starts in the spring when everything comes alive.
Oh.
The Gregorian calendar starts in winter when everything's dead.
So we picked a
lamb on the 10th. But what's interesting, it's a shadow. I don't know if you know what shadows are, but that means that they're foretelling of events to come in the future. They're rehearsals of things to come. Well, on the 10th of Aviv is when Jesus rode in Jerusalem showing himself to be the king.
Amen.
That he is the lamb without spot or blemish.
And let me backtrack a little bit on that before we get into too much of the Spring Feast that just passed. When my wife is saying the Gregorian calendar, that is the calendar that you look at every single day when you wake up. And it's from Pope Gregory, and it's from the 1500s. And of course, God has his own calendar. The first month of God, yes. The real new year is in Exodus chapter 12. Pull your Bibles out, go to Exodus chapter 12, and read it. God says it very distinctly what it is. And if you want the name of it, you go to Exodus chapter 13, verse 4. Okay, it's in the English is Abib, in Hebrew it's Ha'aviv, and of course it's Nisan. It's the first month of the year, it says. Now, God's new year is in the spring when everything's new, symbolic of your new birth, symbolic of the resurrection. It's new, everything's coming alive in the spring. Abib or Aviv is synonymous with the word spring.
That's right.
And unfortunately, we're all trained here in America by not looking things up, and we're all following Pope Gregory. I don't know why, because most of us are not Catholic, but he has us do a new year in the winter when everything's dead. Nothing's new.
Amen. And everybody out there, this is all in your Bible, but whenever you read it, you say to yourself, well, that's not for me. But you know what? I got news for you. When you repented and you basically what you were doing was joining the Israel of God. You weren't joining some Protestant or Catholic religion. This is the religion of the Bible. This is the Bible.
Amen.
And all of it pertains to you.
Amen. You know, getting back to the feast, so my wife is explaining, they were examining the lamb, making sure there's no blemish. What happened to Jesus, Yeshua?
Well, remember after he was in Jerusalem riding on the donkey, which was on the 10th of Aviv, you notice that all the Pharisees and scribes here were questioning him, trying to find fault in him, just like they did with the lamb. They had to make sure it was no fault or blemish.
Amen.
That's right.
And of course, we're just going to give you a swift study today. But on what happened on the 14th?
The 14th was when they had to kill the lamb towards the evening of the 14th, and the 15th became a Sabbath.
So you mean Yeshua died on the 14th at even?
He died on the 14th exactly when they killed that lamb. For years and years Amen. And years of practice before, it was a shadow of the Messiah dying on the cross, shedding his blood for our sins. And then that night, they had to put him in the sepulcher before the Sabbath.
So they took him down before the 15th.
Yes. And that Sabbath, that was a commandment, by the way, in the Bible, was not the weekly Sabbath. It was the first day of unleavened bread.
Well, let's tell everybody where they could find that verse.
Okay.
They could find that verse in Luke chapter 23, verse 56. Mm-hmm. That's Luke 23, verse 56. You'll see that after the Lord dies on the cross, they put him in the sepulcher, and it says, if you're reading out of the right Bible, which we'll get into that in one of these broadcasts, it says they went and prepared spices and ointments, and they rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment, right in the book of Luke.
It's a commandment to keep the Sabbath, and this, by the way, was a Sabbath within a feast. And there was a reason for it, because, you know, a lot of calendars say that Jesus died on a Friday. That's impossible. Do the math. That's two nights. It's impossible.
I believe.
That's why that Sabbath was, he died on a Thursday, and Friday was the Sabbath, and Saturday was the weekly Sabbath. Now, Sunday, the day he rose, and he did rise the first day of the week, was a day that was called first fruits. It was always on the day after the Sabbath, after Passover. It was a shadow of the rising of the Messiah.
Amen.
And it's also the very same day and the very same time when the morning appeared that when they crossed the Red Sea, Moses put his rod up, and the sea came together and killed the Egyptians and killed Pharaoh, thus freeing the Israelites. They were free as we are free by the blood of the Messiah. So first fruits, see, it's amazing. People say they want to keep Sunday because Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday. God knew that was going to happen. It was always in the plan.
Amen.
It's called first fruits.
The only problem is no one keeps these, no one even knows about these spring feasts of the Lord. How in the Bible, in Leviticus chapter 23, all the feasts of the Lord, it says these are the feasts of the Lord. They're not the feast of the Jews. They're not the feast of anybody else. These are the feasts of the Lord.
It says even these are my feasts, God says.
Amen. You know, so we see that, of course, the when the priest waved the sheaf before the Lord, the first fruits, Yeshua rose from the dead.
Amen. It was Amen. Planned for 1,500 years before it even happened.
Amen. So 50 days from the waving of the sheaf or the resurrection from the dead is what?
It's called Feast of Weeks, and that's why they were all in Jerusalem. And, of course, 50 days means Penta. It was Pentecost. The foreshadowing of the giving of the Holy Spirit. But what's very interesting is there's also, and that's by the first and third month of God, by the way, seven is a very important number. What does God say about the Sabbath?
The Sabbath is a sign. You know, it's very important, the Sabbath.
Between who? The Sabbath is a sign
between God's people and Him, between
Amen.
Him and us. Sabbath is very important. This is why we believe it's been erased and Satan has got everyone breaking the fourth commandment without even knowing it. Because Saturday is the Sabbath, Friday night to Saturday night sundown, and it's a commandment, a mitzvah. You know, I just thank God we could be here today. We are One of Messiah congregation. If you ever want to join us, by the way, we meet at the New Hope Community Church. That's 605 Wilson Pike, right in Brentwood, Tennessee. 605, that's Wilson Pike in Brentwood, Tennessee. And we meet at 12 o'clock on Saturday. if you ever want to join us on Saturday, please don't hesitate. Just come. This is at 12 o'clock on Saturday at the New Hope Community Church. You are definitely invited. And it is, thank God we could be here today. We're touching upon the calendar of God. We're touching upon the feast, the spring feast of the Lord. We're touching upon many things today.
Now let's get back to that Sabbath. We said it was a sign between God and his people. Now what's very interesting about that is the number 7. Angelo and Anne is here, our sister Anne.
Praise the Lord.
You're talking to me. And here's what we're going to look at. The different times, there's 7. Okay, how many days, what day after the ark, when it started raining, did God shut the door?
The seventh day.
That's right. And also, when they marched around Jericho, how many days did they march around Jericho?
7 days.
Yep, 6 days. The seventh day, what happened is they marched around 7 times, right? And then what did they do? They blew the trumpet, right? And then they shouted, and what happened?
The walls came down.
And the city was burnt.
Amen.
Doesn't that sound like the history of the earth, picture of the history of the earth? Because
right.
What's going to happen when the Lord returns? The trumpets are going to blow.
There's going to be a shout.
It's going to come with a shout.
The sound of a trumpet.
Amen. And the earth is going to burn to a crisp.
That's what it says.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Well, we're very happy you could join us, Sister Anne.
I feel like there was an adversary out there trying to stop me from getting over here. So praise the Lord, I got here.
Praise the Lord.
Well, you know, Sister Anne is a good sister at our congregation, and we just had a wonderful Sabbath just the other day. Yesterday.
Yeah.
I know. And, you know, what does the Sabbath mean to you?
You know, it definitely is a sign. And everything that we're, when I found out about it 5 years ago, it changed my life.
What were you raised as?
I was raised as Baptist, Protestant.
Okay.
And I was never told, you know, I was never... When it said, remember, the fourth commandment, remember the seventh day to keep it holy, I was never taught all the rest of the commandments, but we never discussed, remember to keep the seventh day holy.
Didn't you ask about it as a child?
I did. When I was 10 years old, I was reading the Word, and I did ask my pastor. And it was dismissed very quickly. And so, you know, of course, at 10 years old, I took everything, you know, a pastor would say as absolute truth. But reading it myself 5 years ago... My whole life changed when I started keeping the Sabbath. And I felt like I was keeping all the commandments. And at that time, I started, you know, I read the Word, and it talked about the Sabbath so much. It really changed my view and actually my life. My life started to change, too.
That's right. Can you imagine, excuse me, what would happen if everybody in the churches would actually keep a whole 24 hours out of 1 week, just for the Lord?
To the Lord, right. Absolutely.
I'd be amazed if we can just find, 10 people that keep the 10 commandments.
Right.
I mean, you know, here we are in the Bible Belt, and it's such a mystery to people. We tell them, you must keep the commandments. What do people tell us?
You can't keep the commandments.
Yeah, you can't keep them. It's done away.
Jesus keeps them for you. What are you, legalistic?
Jesus only had 2 commandments.
Right.
I know. It's everything gets so misconstrued because, you know, when you look at all the denominations and non-denominations, they all started it right after the 1500s when this man called Martin Luther, who was a Catholic monk, he actually repackaged the Catholic Church, and he started the Protestant Reformation, the Lutheran Church. So from the 1500s on, if you don't like being a Lutheran, then you became a Baptist. If you don't like that, then you become a Pentecostal, and down the road, you know. But wait a minute. What happened before the 1500s?
What were the apostles, Church of Christ or Baptist?
No. You mean Jesus didn't go to the Church of Christ?
I don't think so.
Oh. I don't think so, because he was a Jew. He went to the synagogue. It says, look, read the book of Acts. Even after Jesus, Yeshua, dies, everyone went to the synagogue on the Sabbath, and they read the law and the prophets. This is in the book of Acts.
Amen.
That's right.
Now, we are one of Messiah congregation. We believe that, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. God's no respect of persons, whether you're Jews or Gentiles. We're supposed to all do repentance and come to God. We thank God for the blood of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. I do want to make sure you guys hear us. We are saved by faith through grace. But that does not give us a license to sin, right?
Yeah,
God forbid, as Paul said, God forbid.
I think that gets really misconstrued in the church, and I think that grace, 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 people are slipping.
Well, it says if you sin, you know, if you sin willfully after having knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for your sins.
Now, that's in the book of Hebrews,
that's
right?
Hebrews,
chapter
that's right.
10.
And that's for you, too, by the way, you know. But what I was going to mention is, you know, a lot of the churches will quote Acts in 15 where it says, "Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood." And by the way, that is from the law. But they never read the next verse. It says, "For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day." They never read that verse, meaning that, you know, they know about the commandments, they're learning a few things, and they'll read the Torah every week on the Sabbath, and they will
learn. Very important.
Very important.
You know, if you think about it, how much time would you have during the week if you didn't have a Sabbath to study?
No time.
I mean, because you're working, right?
Right, right.
I mean, you're doing what the Bible says, 6 days, you're supposed to work. And then the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
And it's not too much to ask to spend, you know, 24 hours, you know, and of course you're resting when you sleep, from night to night, Friday night to Saturday night. It's not too much to ask for the nighttime hours to be in the Lord, daytime hours to be in the Lord on Saturday. But I remember a time when I was in the Protestant churches, just giving 1 hour to God on Sunday. Just 1 hour.
Oh, that's...
You know, when I think of it like that, it's kind of...
But you had to go to brunch, you know, and
brunch afterwards, of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, what we're trying to get across the message to everyone that, yes, this is the third month of God, and this is the month God did give the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. And we just please ask you to get your Bibles out today, if you have time. Go to Exodus chapter 20, read the Ten Commandments. Deuteronomy chapter 5... We found out most people we even ask, they don't even know where the Ten Commandments are. But please, look, read your Ten Commandments, and don't listen to anyone's opinion. Just read the Ten Commandments, find out which one you're doing, which one you're not, why you're not doing it, and maybe you have to make, you know, some provisions for some commandments you didn't even know about, because your church don't preach it, right?
Amen. And, you know, we talked about the spring feast. Well, the number 7 is important, and the seventh month of God, which is your September, October, around that time, is when the fall feasts start, and they are shadows of the coming, the second coming of Messiah. So they are for you. These feasts of the Lord are for everyone who believes in Messiah, who has joined the Israel of God, and they have not been fulfilled yet.
That's
they
right.
were not fulfilled in the Bible. So it's up to you to find out about them. There's Sabbaths in those days also.
That's right. You know, I know this is a lot of maybe new information for this audience because, you know, this is a different kind of, we come from a Hebrew-Jewish perspective. You have to put on your Hebrew-Jewish eyeglasses to follow us. You know, if you want to talk to us ever, I mean, talking about any time, call us after the broadcast, 615-591-9820. 615-591-9820. Anytime after the broadcast. Or go to our website. That's oneinmessiah.net. oneinmessiah.net. And I just want to let you know, the word Messiah is English for Mashiach, but at the same time, it just means Christ. We're one in Christ. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Angela, what is that verse? Where's that verse that says that they'll take hold of the skirt of one that's called a Jew and said, "We will follow you. You have the truth."
Sure.
Where is that? Because, you know, that's what, you know, we're Jews who believe in the Messiah. And there's a lot of untruths out there. There's a lot of pastors giving the message of, what they call it for, prophet. What's it called?
Oh, you mean the prosperity.
Prosperity message and all kinds of messages and motivational speeches. But, you know, if you really want to hear the real word of God, if you really want to be a holy people, keep his commandments, which isn't a hard thing. I mean, which one you having trouble with? And read your Bible and follow the Bible. Stop following religions and not questioning them. Because if you're seeing a lot of sin in your church, that's kind of a key that there's something wrong.
Amen. You know, that scripture is in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23. The scripture my wife is talking about, it says, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, we have heard that God is with you. Now this is not a Jew from Judaism, because Judaism does not believe in the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. And we pray for them. We pray that the Lord will open their eyes, you know.
Amen. It would be like the apostles, a Jew that keeps the commandments of God, knows about his feast days and how they're about the Messiah, and found the Messiah. That's the Jew they're talking about. And the ones who have joined, there's only ever been one body all through time, you know, whether it's been in Moses' time or in David's time, Ezekiel's time, Nehemiah's time.
One body.
The time of the apostles.
That almost sounds almost amazing, because how many, right around where we live, I mean, right here in Tennessee, Nashville and area, how many, there's probably over like 1,000 churches. They all believe something different. 1,000 different Jesuses. Which one should you follow? You spin the wheel. You know, I always say, why don't we read the Bible and follow the scriptures? We're no particular denomination. We're not non-denomination. We're just people that read the Bible. We repent and keep the commandments of God, serve the Lord, and we find out God blesses our life.
Amen. Amen.
We are one of Messiah congregation. You're invited to join us anytime on Saturday. That's at 12 o'clock, 605 Wilson Pike, right in Brentwood, Tennessee. That's 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee.
At the New Hope Community Church.
Yes, and we'd love for you to come by. We know we're giving you a lot of quick information. We only have a half hour here. If you ever like to get behind us, please write us a letter. Drop us a line to One of Messiah Congregation. And, of course, you could send it to Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. That's P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065.
Praise the Lord. If some of this sounds exciting to you, this last Saturday, there was a person there, and then we went all through the Feast of the Lord and how they're about the Messiah, and it's very exciting. And if this sounds exciting to you to find out how they're for you, please call us. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You know, we are Jews and Gentiles that believe in Jesus. I know people get shocked when we tell them that we're Jews that believe in Jesus. I can't figure that out, because Jesus is a Jew.
He's
from the tribe of Judah.
Praise the Lord. Jesus,
I mean, well, the prophets, what were they, Irish?
No, they were Jewish.
Yes. And the apostles were Jewish. You know, and what we tell people all the time is, it's nice to come and read something that maybe you have never thought about with people that are Jews, that have a different perspective of the scriptures.
Amen.
And once you start reading this, you'll start learning things you never knew. The Feast of the Lord. They're not the Feast of the Jews, the Feast of the Lord.
Yeah, read the beginning of Leviticus 23 and you'll see that. God speaking, he says, these are my feasts.
I mean, the calendar of God. Did you ever hear God had a calendar?
You know, an interesting thing, we have a little time left, is Colossians 2:16, which everyone doesn't seem to understand, where it says, don't let anyone judge you on the new moon and the Sabbaths and all that. Well, new moon, I'll explain real quick why that's important to you as a believer in Messiah. The new moon, the first visible crescent, is when God's month actually starts. Some people read that, they go, that must be some kind of, new age thing.
We're not worshiping the moon, no.
Yeah, we're not worshiping the new moon, but it's important to you as a believer, because those things are shadows, and every shadow has a body, and the body of those shadows is the Messiah.
And these are shadow of things to come in future tense in Colossians 2:16. So Apostle Paul is telling us, you better get ready. You know, the spring feasts have been completed by the Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua, but the fall feasts are yet to happen. And I just thank God we could be here. You know, we are One of Messiah congregation. That's oneinmessiah.net. Call us anytime after the broadcast, 615-591-9820. 615-591-9820. You know, I just praise the name of the Lord we could be here. We're on the this station here. It's such a wonderful new station, WNQM, 1300 AM, and we stream also on the internet on shortwave. So praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. We give God the glory. Would you like one last word? We got a few seconds.
Praise the Lord.
I just say, you know, question your church. Question, if it doesn't match the whole Bible, and Paul never spoke against Torah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You're listening to 1300 AM WNQM Nashville, Tennessee, your local Christian home on the AM dial.